This is the Black Christian News Network One podcast. My name is Danae White. Here are the top stories you need to know about today. First, according to WAMU, for years, despite multiple sexual abuse allegations against him, singer R. Kelly managed to stay a powerful, popular figure in both R&B and black gospel music. This appears to be changing in the music industry, however. But in the gospel music and church communities that have long supported him, Kelly still has defenders and fans. Now, these communities are facing a moment of reckoning. Theologian and essayist Candace Benbow wrote about the black church's hesitance to condemn one of their own in a piece on her website this week called Supporting R. Kelly, When Gospel and Black Church Get It Wrong. In her piece, she says there have been some pastors who have used their faith to explain why they are not muting or condemning Kelly. This mentality, she argued, provides cover for predators, largely at the expense of black women and girls. It's a mentality, she said, that has roots in the structure of our churches and the structure of our theologies. Second, according to Reuters, President Donald Trump's nominee for U.S. Attorney General, William Barr, told lawmakers on Tuesday he would protect a federal probe into Russian election meddling from political pressure, stressing he would bring independence to the job and not shy away from breaking rank with the administration. Barr said, "I'll not be bullied into doing anything that I think is wrong by anybody, whether it be editorial boards or Congress or the president. I'm going to do what I think is right." Barr is expected to win confirmation in the Republican-controlled Senate to serve as the nation's top law enforcement officer, which would put him in charge of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russia's interference in the 2016 election, and any possible collusion between Moscow and Trump's campaign. Third, according to Reuters, British lawmakers defeated Prime Minister Theresa May's Brexit divorce deal by a crushing margin on Tuesday, triggering political upheaval that could lead to a disorderly exit from the EU, or even to a reversal of the 2016 decision to leave. Parliament voted 432-202 against her deal, the worst parliamentary defeat for a government in recent British history. Scores of her own lawmakers, both Brexiteers and supporters of EU membership, joined forces to vote down the deal. Opposition Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn promptly called a vote of no confidence in May's government to be held within 24 hours. Fourth, according to Reuters, gunmen blasted their way into a hotel and office complex in the Kenyan capital on Tuesday, killing at least 15 people and sending workers diving under desks to escape an attack claimed by Somalia-based Islamist group Al-Shabaab. More than 12 hours after the assault began at Nairobi's upscale 14 Riverside Drive complex, bursts of gunfire and blasts were heard in the area, undermining government assurances everything was under control. Identification papers indicated that 11 of the victims were Kenyan, one was American and one was British, the others who were not carrying documents. Fifth, and finally today, according to the Associated Press, Essence has named four actresses as its annual Black Woman in Hollywood honorees. They are Regina Hall and Amanda Stenberg, who both starred in The Hate U Give, Kiki Layne of If Beale Street Could Talk, and Jennifer Lewis of Blackish. The awards luncheon will be held February 21st in Beverly Hills, California. In a statement, Essence salutes the marvelous work and stunning achievements of the four women. Chief Creative and Content Officer Moana Liu also notes that they represent the dynamic intersection of art and activism that is influencing how we shape our own destiny. You can read these stories and more at bcnn1.com. In closing, remember, God loves you. He always has and He always will. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, today is a good day to get to know Him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart, and He will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thanks so much for listening, and may God bless your day.